Hello and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most exciting topics in the whole specification. Topic 1.1, Enterprise and Entrepreneurship. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need. We'll cover the core concepts, work through some exam tips, quiz you on key knowledge, and send you off feeling confident. So let's get started. Section 1, Core Concepts. Let's begin with the basics. What actually is enterprise? In business, enterprise refers to the willingness to take on new challenges, accept risk, and create something new. It's the mindset that drives people to start businesses, develop new products, or find better ways of doing things. Enterprise is not just about starting a company, it's about a way of thinking. Now, an entrepreneur is a person who organizes, manages, and takes the risk of running a business. Entrepreneurs are the driving force behind enterprise. They spot opportunities, bring together resources, like money, people, and equipment, and then take a calculated risk in the hope of making a profit. So what makes someone a good entrepreneur? Examiners love this question, and there are 8 key characteristics you need to know. I want you to think of the phrase, risk creates determined hard leaders, organized financially. That's your memory hook. The first letters stand for risk taker, creative, determined, hardworking, leader, organized, and financially aware. Oh, and I snuck in a bonus one, good communicator. So that's 8 characteristics in total. Let me go through each one. First, entrepreneurs are risk takers. They are willing to put their own money, time, and reputation on the line. Second, they're creative and innovative. They come up with new ideas or find better ways to meet customer needs. Third, they're determined and resilient. When things go wrong, and they often do, entrepreneurs keep going. Fourth, they are hardworking. Running a business is not a 9-to-5 job. Fifth, they're good leaders. They motivate and manage people around them. Sixth, they are organized. They plan, prioritize, and manage their time well. Seventh, they are financially aware. They understand cash flow, costs, and profit. And eighth, they are good communicators. They can sell their ideas to investors, customers, and employees. Now, a really important distinction for your exam is the difference between an entrepreneur and an intrapreneur. An intrapreneur is someone who acts like an entrepreneur, but within an existing large organization. For example, a manager at a big company who develops a new product line is acting as an intrapreneur. They take on responsibility and show initiative, but they don't personally bear the financial risk. The company does. Examiners will credit candidates who can clearly distinguish between these two roles.